We've gotten some questions on social media about how to make tortillas at home. So we called in master tortilla maker Alex Stupek for some advice. Alex is a chef of New York City's revered Mexican restaurants, Empeon Cocina, Empeon Taqueria, and Empeon Al Pastor. Welcome, Alex. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, just break it down for us and tell us that making tortillas at home isn't scary.
It's not scary at all. It's not even a recipe. It's a technique. And if you enjoy playing with Play-Doh when you were a kid, you're going to enjoy doing this.
Really? What's the connection between Play-Doh and tortillas?
Well, you have masa. Masa is a dough made from corn, and it's soft and malleable, and it just feels great to hold.
And okay, so what is the difference between masa dough and just a regular cornmeal dough?
Okay, so masa is a dough made from corn, but the corn has been nixtamalized first. So most of the corn that covers the earth is a grain. It's starchy, it's dense, and it's difficult to digest. You wouldn't want to eat it in its raw state. Mm-hmm. So it has to go through a process to make it, one, delicious, but also nourishing. So you boil this field corn. Mm-hmm. I mean, hominy, dent corn, there's all different varieties, but they're all devoid of sugar. Very starchy.
Right.
And you boil this corn with limestone, and it softens it, and it makes it smell better and taste better. And then if you grind it, it makes this dough.
But you don't have to do that, because when you buy Mesa Harina, it's done for you?
Yes. Yeah. This is not a process that anyone could do in their home anyways.
Okay.
The nixtamalization process is very easy, but to actually grind that, you need very special types of volcanic stone. So thank God there is Mesa Harina, which is what we should get people excited about going out to buy to make tortillas.
And where can you find Mesa Harina?
I've never not seen it in a grocery store.
Wow.
There's different
okay.
brands. And again, it's shelf stable. So to buy 5 pounds of it and have it in your pantry indefinitely is not a bad thing.
So once you have the right kind of cornmeal, so you have this Mesa Harina, and then what's the next step?
You add water.
Okay.
And then you have masa.
And then you make Play-Doh. That's it?
Yep. That's it.
Wow. Okay. And how much water? I mean, are you looking for something that is as thick as Play-Doh, a little thinner?
You're looking for something as soft as possible without it actually sticking to your hand.
Okay. And then once you have it, do you let it sit? Do you form it? What happens next?
You don't need to let it sit. It's ready to go. When you're working with it, you just want to keep it covered with a moist towel because it dries out rather quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need two other pieces of gear. You need a tortilla press. And you need a sturdy piece of plastic, either a plastic sandwich bag or you can cut up a trash bag, because you need to put two pieces of plastic on both sides of the tortilla press. Then you're basically rolling a golf ball size ball, and you're pressing it out, and you're going to have a raw tortilla in your hand.
And then you just fry it?
Put it in a hot skillet.
Wow. What if you don't have a tortilla press? Is there any workaround for people who maybe want to try making tortillas at home before they commit to buying a tortilla press? Can you roll it out with a rolling pin?
You can try in between two sheets of plastic. You can also try patting it out with your hand.
Isn't that what they – I've seen them do that
right.
on TV.
Yeah, so hand-patted tortillas, that's actually the apex of tortilla forming skill.
Uh-huh.
So again, I really recommend buying a tortilla press. You can buy one on Amazon or something. They're not expensive. They're like $15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So low investment to try it out.
Yeah, I think they're worth having around.
Now, are there different styles of tortillas in the different parts of Mexico? Or would this basic masa tortilla be something that you'd find all over the country?
So a tortilla is going to be made out of masa. Corn is king there.
Mm-hmm.
If you start getting into the northern parts, flour tortillas do start to pop up, but it's much less common. Now, tortillas, how they're shaped or the size of them, that varies from region to region.
I see.
I don't think anyone needs to worry about that, though. I think people just need to try this once and not obsess over the shape. If yours looks a little amoebic and not round, it's still okay. It's still going to be better than buying something that's days old and then reheated.
Right. And how long will it keep it? Because I know when I buy a package of tortillas in the supermarket, it will last for days. Do the fresh ones last, or do you need to use them immediately?
See, now, you need to use them right away.
Okay.
And that's the real point of all this, is that usually the ingredient missing from good Mexican food is freshness. So we wouldn't dare to reheat pasta, or we wouldn't dare to make risotto days in advance and reheat it. But for some reason with tortillas, we're all afraid of them. But it's actually easier to make a tortilla when you think about it than it is to make risotto.
Wow. That is such a good point. I would never have thought about it. Okay. You have inspired me. I'm going to try it. Thank you so much for coming and talking to us today.
Thank you.
Alex Stupak's new book is appropriately titled Tacos, Recipes, and Provocations. He left us with a recipe for corn tortillas. Find it on the website, splendidtable.org.